Today is May 20th. This is the Joint Committee on Ways and Means Subcommittee on Natural Resources. We have five work sessions scheduled. We are going to switch the order up, and we're going to start off with the federal grant application for the Water Enhancement Board. So we'll go ahead and open a work session on the federal grant application for OEB.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board is here requesting permission to apply for a $161,681 federal grant from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to acquire 29 acres of estuarine and coastal wetlands adjacent to the city of Cannon Beach's Ecola Creek Forest Reserve. And the department's here to explain the request.
Yeah. Mr. Garden, please.
Good morning, Co-Chair. For the record, Rita Lofsgarden, Executive Director, Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board. I'll speak briefly to the grant request and then be glad to answer any questions that the committee may have. The National Coastal Wetlands Conservation Grant Program, I'll call it the Coastal Wetlands, it's a lot easier, provides grant funding through state agencies to local organizations. The primary goal of the program is long-term conservation of coastal wetland ecosystems. In Oregon, OEB has been designated as one of the agencies who is eligible to apply for those funds. Because we have our Measure 76 lottery funds as well, we are in a position where with our funds in the state, the match rate is 25-75% instead of 50-50. So we have a real advantage in this state because of our Measure 76 funds. We're able to receive more coastal wetlands funding. As LFO staff reference, we are requesting at this point in time to apply for $161,681. The total project is $255,000, a little bit over that. The project itself would be in cooperation with the city of Cannon Beach, and it would be acquiring a 29-acre parcel that immediately adjoins the city's Ecola Creek Forest Reserve. It allows the city to consolidate some management and increase the connectivity between the preserve and expanding the estuary and coastal freshwater forested ecosystems. Once acquired, the city plans to undertake some restoration activities, although the property is in really nice shape, and so the recommendation has been to keep that to a minimum and keep the property in the great shape that it is in. Again, we are the designated agency to apply for funds. We serve primarily as a pass-through. We do receive some indirect funds in order to manage the grant itself and take care of all of the financial components. The project has been through a couple of reviews already prior to bringing it to you. The first was a review by a group of technical experts who have been out on site, taking a look at the property and recommend moving forward. We then took this to our board to request their permission to apply for this grant as well before coming to you. Our board unanimously approved that request. If we are approved through you to apply for the grant or are successful in receiving it, we will then coordinate with LFO staff to determine the need for additional federal funds limitation.
Okay. Question? Yes.
Has the Coastal Caucus been apprised of this, and if so, what has been their response?
Co-Chair Rayfield, Senator Hansel, we have not yet met with the Coastal Caucus and would be glad to do so.
Okay. Yes, Senator Hansel.
The city of Cannon Beach will be the ultimate owner of that?
Chair Rayfield, Senator Hansel, yes, they'll be the ultimate owner of the property, and it will combine with other properties that they have adjacent.
It would appear to me that it is the purchase price is about $8,000 per acre. Would that 29 acres for over $250,000?
Chair Rayfield, Senator Hansel, I'm just looking really quick because I think there is also a few other things in this that include site work, so some of the restoration work is included. In addition, some of the costs for project negotiation and other legal costs. So the cost is not just for the per acre property value itself.
And then lastly, I would personally defer to the representative from that area if he had any from the coast any thoughts on that as well, even though it might not be in East District.
Representative Gomberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm sorry, I was looking to see who had the gavel.
The Coastal Caucus hasn't reviewed this in particular, but I don't anticipate any problems, and I'm certainly supportive. I appreciate the question, and I do have letters on file from Tillamook County supporting the measure.
Okay. Any discussion? Did we get a motion on the table yet?
Mr. Chairman, as the committee, LFO is recommending approval of the request to apply.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation.
Okay. Any discussion of the motion before the committee? Any objection to the motion before the committee? Seeing none, motion carries. We
Thank
will
you,
go
Chairs.
On to the work sessions that we have. I'll open a work session on SB 245.
You care if it's full.
On a grant. Let's see. Well, do you want to carry it full?
Be more than happy to.
Okay. Open a work session, SB 245.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Senate Bill 245A relates to solid waste disposal fees. The Department of Environmental Quality's Materials Management Program is funded with tipping and permit fees assessed on tons of solid waste disposed in Oregon. There's been a decline in revenue since 2008, resulting from a decrease in disposal rates while operating costs have continued to increase. The bill would increase tipping fees from 81 cents to $1.18 per ton, increasing other fund revenues by $1.7 million in the 15-17 biennium. Fees were last changed in 1994. Senate Bill 245A also creates a tipping fee rebate program for the nine most economically distressed counties in the state. The revenue from this bill is assumed in the co-chair budget for the Department of Environmental Quality, and LFO recommends the measure be moved to the full committee on Ways and Means.
Is there a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation.
Discussion of the motion before the committee. Yes, Representative Parrish.
Thank you. So I do have concerns about this bill. The provision that, let me pull it back open, sorry. There's a provision in the bill that allows subsequent fee increases to go through DAS and not this body. And so I'm for that reason, I'm going to be a no.
Paul, can you give any elaboration to that?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I believe there's a provision in the bill that allows the department to raise the fees higher if they are that revenue is assumed in a legislatively adopted budget. If they were to do that, then the legislature would have already essentially made explicit provision for those increases. Sometimes agencies also, if they do it through rule in the interim, then they would have to come back to the legislature for the fee to be ratified.
Okay. This one? Yes.
Just for the record, on this bill, I've been told that both the Association of Oregon Counties and the League of Oregon Cities are supportive, as is Gillum County, which is one of the major state landfills located in that county, which is in my district, and they support these fee increases. So with local government support, and particularly Gillum County, I'll be a yes.
Any additional discussion?
Mr. Chair, I would add to what Senator Hansel says. This bill came out of a very long kind of consensus stakeholder process that was really very admirable. I've been following it since last summer. And I think discussions on issues related to solid waste have been continuing up until recently. I think they landed at a place that has reached consensus, which is great. So I'll be supporting it.
Okay. Any additional discussion? Seeing none, objections to the motion? Please note Representative Parrish. Also note that Representative Hack is excused. Motion carries. Open a work session.
Carriers.
To the full. Let's see. Senator Hansel.
Okay.
I will do that.
Test of his middle.
To the House, Representative Gomberg.
Okay, Mr. Chairman.
And Senator Hansel, you will carry to the floor.
I wouldn't, unless my colleague would like me to.
Either way,
maybe he could carry it to, I'll okay. carry it to the floor. Okay. He can carry it to the floor.
Okay.
Would that work?
Yes. Yep. Senator Dembro to the yep. floor. Okay. That work session's been closed. Open a work session, SB 262, relating to oil spill contingency funding.
Senate Bill 262A increases fees for the oil spill prevention program and expand uses of these monies to include planning and preparedness activities. The oil spill prevention fee was originally implemented in 1993. Program staffing was reduced in 1997. The fees were increased in 2001 and 07 to support that reduced level of FTE. And the current fees are not sufficient to fund the existing program. Senate Bill 262A raises the oil spill program revenues by approximately $276,000 in 15-17 biennium and $368,000 per biennium thereafter. This will allow the restoration of 0.9 FTE that was not affordable with current fees and an increase of one full-time position. The fee increase and positions are assumed in the co-chaired budget for the Department of Environmental Quality. LFO recommends the measure be moved to the full committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Okay.
Is there a motion?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation.
Okay. The LFO recommendation has been moved. A discussion of the motion before the committee. Yes, Senator Hansel.
Again, I believe that the stakeholders involved in this are supportive of this, and for the record, it's my understanding this does not include trains. So
it doesn't.
They are, rail is not a part of this bill.
Okay. Any objections to the motion before the committee? Seeing none, motion carries. Let's see. To the... to the full, would let's see, would Representative Rayfield?
Yep.
And you carry it to the House floor too. And you want to take this one?
I can do that.
Yes. Okay. And Senator Hansel to the Senate floor. Close that work session. Open a work session relating to water quality permit fees. Mr. Siebert.
So House bill, is this the, did you open a work session on House Bill 3522?
I didn't say that, but open a work session in 3522. House Bill 3522 relates to water quality permit fees.
Yeah, we did. We'll go back to it. It allows the Environmental Quality Commission to increase water quality permit fees beyond the statutory cap if the larger increase in fees is provided for in the Department of Environmental Quality's legislatively approved budget. I would note that the this bill is assumed in the co-chair budget for DEQ because it's needed to fully fund the wastewater permitting proposal in the agency's budget request for 15-17. LFO is recommending the measure be moved to the full joint committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Okay.
Mr. Chair, I would move the LFO recommendation.
Okay. Discussion of the motion before the committee. Any objections to the motion?
I'm yes. object.
Okay. Please note, Representative Parrish. Motion carries. Let's see. Who wants to volunteer for the full? Look at all these people.
You don't have many choices.
Not on the full.
Okay. I'll start showing up at full. I don't know if it counts, but I'll just
try it. Who else is going to volunteer?
Oh, okay.
I'll do it. And to the House floor?
Absolutely.
That would be a good deal.
Oh. All right. Well, Clem volunteered for the House floor.
Yeah, Representative
okay.
Clem.
And then volunteers here for the Senate?
I'll take you.
Okay. Senator Dembro will take to the
okay.
Senate. Okay.
And then we need to do still 2451.
Did I just skip that?
You did.
You did. I did. Is just trying to close that work session, open a work session, HB 2451. Mr. Siebert.
House Bill 2451 relates to the Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund. The purpose of this fund is to provide low-interest loans to local governments for planning, design, and construction of wastewater treatment facilities, implementation of non-point source pollution management plans, and design and implementation of estuary management plans. The current loan repayment period is 20 years for non-treatment plan loans. The bill would increase this to 30 years for all projects, including non-point source projects, which has the effect of lowering individual loan payments. LFO recommends the measure be moved to the full Joint Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move the LFO recommendation.
Okay. The LFO recommendation on HB 2451 has been moved. Discussion of the motion before the committee. Yes.
Again, local governments have supported this. It's increased from 20 to a 30-year loan repayment, which makes it, I think, more affordable to more jurisdictions, and I'd be supportive.
Okay. Any additional discussion? Any objections to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Senator Hansel, you carry to the full?
I would.
Would you carry to the floor?
I will.
Okay. And to the House, a volunteer. That's on full. You don't have to be on full. Representative Gomberg.
Sure.
Is that a preference indication there, Representative Clem?
That's how I do it.
There's a twitch. Yeah, the Clem twitch.
Nervous tick, or however you want to take it.
Okay. That concludes our work for today. With that, we're adjourned. We're adjourned.